Today we are with Sue Polston. You're the executive director, right, of Sunrise Community for Recovery and Wellness.
Yeah, that's correct.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. So I actually do know a little bit about the Sunrise Community, but could you expand a little more on the organization for those who don't know?
Sure, yeah. Sunrise Community, for short, is primarily located in Asheville. It is a 501c3 nonprofit. We are 100% certified peer support specialist employed. So our entire work, our entire employee staff, our staff are certified peer support specialists. From me all the way down, which means you become certified through North Carolina after taking a 40-hour peer support training and then an additional 20 hours of continued education hours. And to qualify, you have to have lived experience and in recovery from significant mental health or substance use or both challenges. So all of our staff is in recovery themselves. Over 50%, I'm going to say it's closer to the 70% mark, of our board of directors are in recovery themselves too. So we are all about recovery.
I didn't know it was that many. You have a drop-in center, correct?
Yeah, we actually have, we currently have 10 different funding sources. So we are heavily grant funded, and so we rely on grants and donations to our organization, which are tax deductible, just putting that out there. We're so heavily grant funded that we have, and we've expanded. So our first program that came about just over 4 years ago is the Recovery Drop-In Center, also known as a Recovery Community Center, Peer Living Room Model, that thing. So that was our very first and only program just over 4 years ago. I've actually been with Sunrise over 3.5 years, so almost since the very beginning. I started off as a volunteer and then was hired as a full-time. I was one of only two full-time staff at that point. We now have like 23 staff on our payroll, so it's pretty exciting. So yes, our drop-in center is one. Our peer-operated respite home is another. It's the only one in the state currently. They're doing some work in other parts of the state to get some more up and going, because our little three-bedroom respite home doesn't even feel the need for those living in Asheville, let alone throughout the whole state. That's a pre-COVID, that's a 24/7. It's a home in West Asheville. People come that are in emotional distress and looking for respite. And again, it's all peer support. So since COVID, the house hasn't been open. But our 24/7, 365 peer support warm line has been still operating. And so our respite staffer is handling that. So that's two programs. Another one is a felony diversion program, which we have successfully collaborated with the county over the last 3 years to have the first and only peer-run felony diversion program. So these are folks that are being charged with Schedule 1, Schedule 2 drug offenses and possibly could have the opportunity for this diversion program that is 100% peer-based. So there's no like, oh, you failed your drug screen, you're now disqualified and you're now going to jail. Like, it gets that whole piece out. Like, it's so unique and it's amazing. And as of November, which I realize we're now in August, but courts were closed for months and we had no new referrals. But as of November, we have had 80 graduates. So that means they've successfully completed the program. They were not criminally charged. And some of them have worked to get their record actually expunged. That's never a thing, right? And then we also have, we work in collaboration with the health department, so the Buncombe County Health Department. We actually employ, they help us employ 2.5 positions. One of them is within the health department itself, at 40 Cox Avenue, is the syringe service program, which is better known as needle exchange or harm reduction. It's all that same thing, but we call it the syringe service program. And that, that's been actually pretty successful. When COVID happened and the buildings closed, they went out. We call it our outreach team, and they're still doing it. And we've done some amazing things, not only with those county, our collaborative county staff, through that program, but we are also able to secure emergency COVID funding through the Community Foundation of Western North Carolina and WNC Bridge. And that has allowed us to give more in our outreach. So we have actually done wellness toolkit bags, and they were little sacks, you know, them paper, not paper, but the material type sacks, not a full book bag, with the Sunrise stuff on it, with a folder in there, all the virtual connections. So that's something else that we're doing through the recovery center. Since the building is closed, we haven't done any in-person anything since March 16th, I want to say, as far as direct contact other than the outreach. So we had to get really creative. And I will say that we have one amazing staff. You know, it's not just all, Sue isn't Sunrise, it's Sue and everyone else, from the board to the staff to the volunteers to our interns to our community, and people like you, Courtney, that believe in us, you know, allies. So anywho's, we switched all of our in-person meetings. So at the drop-in center, COVID, we would have drop in, but we would also have peer-led groups and discussions, and bring in other modalities like smart recovery, MARA, which is a medication assistant recovery 12-step, and stuff like that. So what we did was we moved that to Zoom. We've done all that on Zoom, and the work hasn't stopped. You know, we've been very fortunate and grateful to stay employed this whole time and be able to come up with creative ideas to stay connected. Another thing we're doing right now, because our respite is not occupied, normally with the respite, it's the person would come in, we'd take them to the grocery store, they pick out $50 worth of items that they need for that week, plus we kept house food too. They didn't need anything. We'd even help them find some clothes if that's what was needed. So those pieces aren't happening. So we asked, and our funders agreed. And we asked if those monies that aren't being spent now, because nobody's there, can we use those on cell phones? There's so many people out there right now. Everything has gone virtual and not in person, that we were missing a lot of folks that weren't able to connect, you know? And so we have a cell phone program, and what that looks like is we give you a smartphone device, we give you a month's worth of service, we ask that you stay connected in one of our peers' programs. If that person has stayed connected at least once a week in either our groups or a one-on-one peer support session, or, you know, just whatever, our warm line, or, you know, just making that connection and that effort to stay connected and stay, do the best that they can in their recovery. They get an additional month. So we have actually had a couple of folks receive now 2 months of service. So they got the phone and the 1 month of service. Now they've gotten the second month of service, and we'll continue to do that and give out new phones, for as long as the funding lasts. None of us have an idea of when this is going to be over, so we're just taking it day by day. We have reentry peers too. So reentry is incarceration, those coming out of jails and prisons. We have one peer that is in the Buncombe County Jail that is offering peer support for those linking up with their medication assistant program in the jail. So it's just got up and running, and he's got some folks he's working with, and so we're excited to see what happens there. There is a plan to even expand and add another peer to that. So if anybody's listening and has peer support and has personal experience with medication assistance, just look us up. And let's see. And then also there's another through that, one of the ones through the health department funding is reentry, and to eliminate or help eliminate social determinants of health. So what that means is really anything that is a barrier in someone's immediate life that could prevent them from having a successful recovery. So this can be sober living house funds. This could be an ID, a birth certificate. I've come out of jail several times and I've had none of that stuff. And it's really hard and it's really frustrating, and you can't get a job without it. And you can't, it's just like cycle. So we have peers in place and funds available to help eliminate those barriers. And transportation, right now the buses are free. But whenever they go back, we'll have some funds for bus passes or bus tickets. In addition to those wellness toolkit bags that we sent out, over 300 of those throughout the community. And they were filled with some wellness tools like fidget spinners, little snacks, hygiene items, basic need items that a lot of times we take for granted. And people struck gold when you hand them some of this stuff, and that's the amazing part, because I have been on the other end, and I really enjoy doing these outreach things. We've also just did another round of sleeping bags, tents, and now we're working on putting together actual backpacks. So those three items, backpacks, tents, and sleeping bags, are the most asked for items for our folks that are out there right now that are unhoused. So we got that. And right now the backpacks we're working on, we got full-size shampoos, conditioners, deodorants, a full-size bath towel, that was a request too, and washcloth and toothpaste, just all your basic necessities. So we're looking forward to handing those backpacks out on Friday while we're at 12 Baskets over off Haywood Road. So 12 Baskets, Haywood Road, Friday. And then we're also at A-Hope on Tuesdays. So.
And how would people get involved in that if they wanted to help?
If anybody's on Facebook, we do have a Facebook page, Sunrise Community for Recovery and Wellness. You can send a message on the Facebook. If you don't have Facebook, I'm gonna put Rachel out there. So Rachel Rock would be somebody to contact to see about volunteering. And that would be RBROCK at Sunrise in Asheville.org. I do want to say that I'm proud to work for and be able to give others the opportunity. Sunrise is a certified living wage employer, and we do pay Asheville's living wage and higher, actually, for most parts. So that's just really important, because a lot of times in peer support, people, because I've worked for another agencies before, and it's almost like entry level, if you would, right? But really, if you look at the statistics and the data and evidence-based, peer support works. Peer support is part of an overall team. I used to say, my role is just as important as the doctor's role, the nurse's role, and the therapist's role. Together, we all are just as valuable to that person that we're supporting. So it's important to me to know that for me, I don't have to like go to school. I don't have to, you know, get degrees. I can still be a peer support, stay in my peer support lane and make a career and a living out of it. And that's what one thing I really, really loved about our previous executive director and founder, Kevin Mahoney. That was something that just really stuck with me when he was sharing about what Sunrise is about. And I'm like, heck yeah. Like that's awesome, because, you know, most times it's getting better. I will say we've come a long way, but we have a lot more work to do in the peer support part to get everybody on board, to be able to pay what it's worth. And, you know, it's not a minimum wage job. It's not, we're valuable. That's all I'm trying to say.
I do have one thing. So obviously since COVID started, it's been harder for you to get the resources out, but I've read many articles that, the pandemic is really like increasing substance abuse and mental health issues. Have you experienced that? Have you gotten a lot more people besides the fact that you don't have the outreach as you used to?
Yeah, actually, we had just did a quarterly report for all of our programs. So that included April, May, and June. So those are all the COVID at-home months. And our actual total number of support, peer support services offered increased by almost 1,000 to the quarter before. Yeah.
Wow.
And that was, I really feel like that was mostly because of the innovative ways that our team has been able to come up with how to change and how to adapt. And folks in recovery know we're pretty resilient and flexible, and it is really showing, especially within our organization right now. So yeah, it actually, so that quarter I was just talking about, we actually had 3,240 total number of support services throughout all those programs I was talking about. 1,400 of those were from the outreach piece. That was our biggest. Yeah, I'm curious to see what next quarter, this current quarter, is going to look like, because not only have, you know, we've never slowed down, not once, and we've actually expanded. So we have increased, and we've, you know, we have new hires and we made new programs. So in addition to that one that I was telling you with the reentry, there's another one that we got through Pisgah Health Foundation, and he's able to do the same thing. So he's providing to where the other program is anywhere in the state being released, basically, as long as they reside in Buncombe County. Pisgah Health is anyone being released from a Buncombe County facility and resides in Buncombe County. But with that program, it has transportation funds, and it also has sober living funds. So it's so exciting for me, myself. My personal story in recovery was I came from jail and I went into a sober living new life residence, and drug court. I was also in Buncombe County drug court. And so they were able to pay for my sober living. If they didn't pay for it like that, it wouldn't have happened. I just came out of jail. And I truly believe that because of that foundation in the beginning, that I wasn't rushed to go get a job. I had time to like actually figure out what is this new schedule like now that I'm like normal, air quotes. So it's really exciting to me to be able to offer these kind of things to folks that are doing the same thing that I did 7 years ago. So anyway.
No, I mean, I really appreciate your services. I know a lot of people that have utilized them, and it's great. I truly appreciate it. So really, you got everything I wanted to cover. I just asked this, but do you have anything else?
Yeah, actually, it just came to mind. So one thing I didn't talk about was our trainings. So we do offer Recovery Coach Academy training, RAP training, which is Wellness Action Recovery Plan. We offer messaging training, which is a positive recovery messaging, meaning our language, mm-hmm. You know, a lot of the languages that have, that are used is because, you know, we've been conditioned and we know, you know, like, I don't even like saying these, but for example, an addict or a junkie, like, those are not okay. And those are, those is what, using that kind of language is what's going to keep things still stigmatized.
I agree.
You know? So we offer that positive recovery language training. We do technical assistance. We are recognized through SAMHSA and North Carolina Department of Health as a regional recovery community organization, which is kind of a big deal. And we get to oversee half of the state and be able to, we haven't gotten to this part yet because it's fairly new, but we're going to dig into it soon, is opening up and providing technical assistance and support and maybe financial support. That's the piece I'm still waiting to hear back on how to open more. How do we open more Sunrises, right? Especially in the rural communities. Oh, that's another program that we're doing. we do through the Community Foundation as well. We have a program called People in Need. And what that is, it's providing recovery workshops into under-resourced and rural areas, Polk County, Madison, and there's another one, McDowell, are involved in this particular pilot program. And due to COVID, we couldn't go out to these rural communities and, you know, support these folks into how are they going to continue it once we pull out. It's all been online. So that's all been by Zoom. It also included some small internship funding to one or two folks in each one of those areas. And they were going to be like the leader of the pack to get involved. They know their community better than we do. So, you know, get everything up and going and advertised. And anyway, so that's something else that we're doing too.
So much. It's amazing. Well, thank you so much for talking to me. I really appreciate it. I love hearing about this stuff, especially from people who are so passionate about it. So thank you so much.
Yeah, no, thank you for the opportunity to let me share. And because there are a lot of people that don't even know about Sunrise. And so that's one of my goals, is everybody's going to know about Sunrise.
Well, thank you again so much.
Yeah, reach out anytime.